This is President Emmanuel Macron defeated his far-right rival Marine Le Pen on Sunday by a comfortable margin, securing a second term in office. European leaders welcomed the news that pro-European Union Macron had won instead of the Eurosceptic Le Pen. Pollsters projected Macron securing around 58.5% of the vote. Le Pen, who at one stage of the campaign had trailed Macron by just a few points in opinion polls, quickly admitted defeat but vowed to keep up the fight. She said, "I will never abandon the French." France holds parliamentary elections in June. An advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin arrived in Kyiv late on Sunday and were holding talks with President Zelensky. Presidential advisor Oleksiy Arestovych announced their arrival, though Washington has not confirmed the visit. The world's largest security body, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or the OSCE, on Sunday called for the immediate release of four of its Ukrainian members detained in pro-Russian separatist territories in the country's east. The security group evacuated many of its staff from the country after Russia's invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. Many had been in the east to observe a ceasefire after Russia's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula. Several Ukrainian members stayed on after that. Polish Foreign Minister Zbigniew Rau, whose country currently chairs the OSCE, said the detention of four members for engaging in administrative activities that fall within their official functions was unacceptable. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.